Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. Thank you for joining me this evening. For those of you who are not aware of what numerology is, it is the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers and letters, and it dates back to antiquity. It is, simply put, the language of numbers. Numerology uses the information found in your date of birth and your name given at birth as a method to understand your deeper nature and your soul's purpose, all of which are revealed in our numbers. There's no randomness to the day you were born and the name you were given. It was your soul's choice. Both the name you were given and the day you were born are a roadmap to your soul's journey in this lifetime. Once you're aware of who you are in this lifetime, your life takes on new meaning and clarity. Understanding your numerology is an awakening to your divine self. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about manifesting your heart's desire. Basically, we're going to be discussing the law of attraction and how it relates to numerology. But before I get to that, I want to just make a couple of announcements here. First off, I'm giving the BBS Fast Chat a try this evening. And so if you're listening to the show and you'd like to send me a message, or perhaps you have a question as to what it is I'm discussing, maybe you're not wanting to call into the show, you certainly can find the BBS Fast Chat icon on the front page of BBS and click on that, and it just gives you a little place where you can put in your name and your message, and I will try to keep an eye on that to see if anybody's got a question, and I'd be happy to answer you on air. And the other way that you can talk to me is you're more than welcome to call into the show. You know, perhaps you've got a question or a comment, or maybe once I get through telling you what I'm going to tell you about the law of attraction tonight, you might have a comment, want me to look at your particular numbers. So let me give you those telephone numbers. Toll-free in the United States, it's 1-877-876-5227. And toll-free from Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And if you're in California, you can call direct at 530-876-3222, and I am open to your calls for the evening. Now, your name is the autobiography of your soul, and like I said on tonight's show, I'm going to show you how to discover your heart's desire and how to apply the principles of manifestation to its meaning in order to assist you to create the life that brings you the most joy. And trust me, when it comes to manifestation, joy is the point. Whether you've seen the movie The Secret or read the many books on the subject of manifestation, one of the key points to successful manifestation is to let your feelings be the guide to where you want to go and to what you wish to bring into your life. You've all heard of the saying, follow your bliss. Now, taken from Esther and Jerry Hicks through the teachings of Abraham on the subject of the law of attraction, I'm going to do a little bit of quoting here. You can be, do, or have anything you want. Giving it thought is inviting it. The more you come to understand the power of the law of attraction, the more interest you will have in deliberately directing your thoughts. For you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Without exception, that which you give thought to is that which you begin to invite into your experience. When you think a little thought of something that you want, through the law of attraction, that thought grows larger and larger and more powerful. Eventually, that thought becomes reality and part of your experience. Esther and Jerry teach that by monitoring your thoughts and letting your feelings guide you, you can avoid creating things in your life that you do not want. Again, I quote from Esther Hicks and the teachings of Abraham. Your emotions are your very own GPS. Global positioning system, a rock steady, unfailing, and unerring personal navigation device to get you to where you want to go. The achievement of anything that you desire must be considered success, whether it is a trophy, money, relationships, or things. But if you will let your standard of success be your achievement of joy, everything else will fall easily into place. For in finding the joy, you are finding a vibrational alignment with the resources of the universe. By paying attention to this emotional guidance system and by reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find right now from wherever you are, you will allow your broader perspective to help you move in the direction of the things that you truly want. Now, I believe that you can reach for your best feeling thought by allowing numerology to help you identify what that thought might be. Numerology is the key to that emotional guidance system, the very one the secret and the teachers like Esther and Jerry Hicks speak of. Truly, you are energy, and you have a vibration unto yourself. And that is what numerology is saying, like energy draws like. The numbers in your numerology chart identify your energy in very specific ways. Your numerology chart speaks of your talents and abilities, your greatest potential, and your destiny, and so much more. Surely, if you understood yourself better and could identify what brings you the most joy, you would be better prepared and better able to manifest a better life. Now, I've been doing readings professionally for probably 6 years now, and although most of you, I know most of you, somewhere deep down inside, you're fully aware of what your energy is. But sometimes, just hearing what your numerology chart has to say about you helps you to make you more determined to make the best use out of it. I have told people in readings, you have writing abilities. And here, later in the reading, them saying back to me, well, I have always wanted to write a book. Well, my answer is, what is stopping you? It is most often because the person does not believe that they can write the book or they doubt that they have the ability. And nothing would make this person happier than writing a book, but they've dismissed the thought erroneously, thinking that it's a pipe dream or something that they cannot achieve. And believe it or not, I've heard back from clients years later, hey, guess what, Allison, I wrote that book, and these clients are immensely happy for the journey for having tried doing it. So because numerology is so accurate, I'm really never surprised at when I hear back from clients. But the one magical thing that numerology does is enable you to clearly view who you are as a person and identify what makes you happy. And from there, it's just a matter of applying the law of attraction or manifestation, if you will, to bring you the most joy. On tonight's show, we're going to have a look at the heart's desire number. I believe if we take a moment to look at the heart's desire number, we can look within and see what truly brings you the best possible feeling, which in turn will help you to manifest the best possible experiences in your life. And I'm going to just hold that thought because I'm pretty sure I heard a beep. Do we have someone online? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Katie.
Hi, Katie. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to find out about my husband's career path and my career path.
Your husband's career path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we can do this one or two ways. I mean, you can give me his date of birth and I can find some information from that for you. Or, you know, it's entirely up to you if you want to give me his full name and then I could just, you know, be able to give you an absolute from looking at all the numbers. It's up to you.
Yeah. And how do you do it? Does that go over the internet or does just the numbers go over?
Well, I mostly ask people when we're on the radio to just give me their date of birth, and I can gain a lot of insight from that.
Okay.
If you want to just do that, go ahead and give me his date of birth.
Yeah, I mean, his is 11-12-1964.
1964?
Right.
Okay. And like I said, the name, the one thing about the date of birth is that does give us a great deal of information.
Okay.
The full aspect of a person's numerology is derived from both the date of birth and the name, but I'd
okay.
be more than happy to look at this here.
Uh-huh. I mean, I can
give you
his
that information.
Name, that's fine. There's probably 1,000 of them.
There's 1,000? So he's got a real...
Yeah,
okay,
his name is Charles Brown. That's legit, too. But he's, like, a little iffy to have that on.
Excuse me, can you say that again?
He's a little hesitant to have his name on, though.
Okay, well, seeing we can't really get the full name, what I'm going to do is just go with the date of birth. How's that sound?
Okay, or, you know, we could do that, or I can do mine. I don't care.
Okay,
well,
let's look at him for now.
Okay.
You're asking about his career path, and we can get that some of that information here. So just
okay, and then I don't mind giving you my name because I don't really care.
That's okay. We're here to please. Okay, well, I can tell you from looking at just what I'm seeing just from the date of birth for your husband. Number one, he has a 7 life path, and this would give him certain abilities that absolutely, if he used them within his life, with what he chooses for a career, it's going to bode very well for him.
Uh-huh.
He has a very analytical mind. It's very rational, and he has the ability to analyze.
Right.
And he also is a very deep thinker. And so one of the qualities, you know, with someone with a 7 life path is they tend to be a little bit on the intellectual side. They don't take things on face value. They have a tendency to prove it to themselves.
Uh-huh.
Or to dig in deeper and to find out all the facts before they actually believe in something. And so sevens have a tendency to be a little bit on the skeptic side.
Okay.
And they constantly are proving things to themselves.
Uh-huh.
And someone with that sort of a life path, you know, would do really well in anything that had to do with science
uh-huh.
or analysis or something along those lines, accounting or anything like that. He either would be a very scientific person and very much a skeptic, or he could very well be a very spiritual person,
uh-huh.
someone who gets a lot out of spiritual philosophy or philosophy in general. Which way does he go on that?
Probably more. Actually, you know what? He's split right down the middle.
I'll split right down the middle. Well, and, you know, the truth of the matter is...
He can definitely be very spiritual, but he's also a big skeptic.
Yeah, well, he's got to prove it to himself.
Okay.
And so in order for him to believe anything spiritual, he's really, you got to bring it with him. He's got to be able to prove it, that
okay.
it does exist. So a lot of his journey this lifetime has to do with actually discovery of faith, discovery of who he is, what his soul is, and all of that. And so as he goes through life, you know, he's going to be spending a lot of time proving this stuff to himself.
Right.
Now,
well,
what's interesting, excuse me, did you say something? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. What's interesting is his birthday, which is a 12. And, you know, I would guess that your husband does go a lot on his gut feelings. He does get, he's rather intuitive. He gets feelings about things. And this number also suggests that as well. But this
uh-huh.
number is not quite as focused as that 7. The 7 is a perfectionist, and it really is a perfectionist in its thinking. And it really needs to understand something 100%. The 3 is not necessarily a focused number. It scatters its energy. It has a hard time disciplining itself and sticking with something
okay.
for a long time. So it kind of bounces around.
Okay.
But what this birthday number is saying, that your husband is gifted with communication. He certainly this gives him a little bit of optimism, a little bit of joy to himself. It gives him a gift with words. It can also make him an inspirational speaker, or someone who might... inspire people through workshops or something along those lines. Certainly talking to people would be one of his fortes here. This
okay.
gives him a lot of creativity, ability to express himself, and he might even do that in some instances artistically. This
uh-huh.
number helps him out very much with a life path and where he's at, in the sense that the sevens are a little bit of loners, and
uh-huh.
the sevens are a little bit not always wanting to be out in the public and around people.
Uh-huh.
And this birthday number actually helps him out by making him more social than
okay.
a 7 normally would be.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can tell you that your husband is quite an old soul, because that's being reflected with his challenge numbers. And one of his major challenges in life has been to try to, self-love and self-worth. He's been working on that.
Uh-huh.
Now, he, at this time in his life, like right now, he's in a 5 personal year. So what I'm going to tell you about him right now is that there's a lot of change coming in for him, or opportunity for change. And this is the year in which he can actually, what isn't really pleasing him about his life, or what he doesn't really, is
mm-hmm.
not that interested in
right,
anymore.
It's the job. Mm-hmm.
This is the year for him to make those changes. And if he was to, like, perhaps want to change his job, if he sent out resumes, he would find that companies would be very receptive to him, because the
okay.
universe wants to let him make that change.
Okay.
So changing jobs is certainly an option for him this year.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely needs to network, or, kind of like let people know that he's available or he's interested. Also, this is a year that, you know,
definitely know that he is valuable and interesting. Is that what you said? What was that?
Go ahead and say that again.
What did you say? You said definitely know, let people know that he is...
That if he's interested, that he might, if he's not liking what he's doing, he should let people know that he's interested in making a change. And I think that, that wherever he lets them know, you know, he's going to get some offers to change what's wrong in his life or what he doesn't like about his life. This is the year to make that change.
Okay.
So it's a year about networking, sending out resumes, letting people know that you're interested.
Well, it's funny because that's his actual job is networking. So.
Well, okay.
Very analytical, very computer-minded.
Right.
Well,
absolutely.
He just actually made a switch, which I believe is just a stepping stone. I don't think it's the actual place where he's going to remain. I think it's going to allow him to move on to something else.
Right. When did he make that switch?
About a week and a half ago.
Well, there you go. 5 year, he made a switch. There you go. Okay?
Okay.
But don't be surprised if he has multiple offers.
Okay. That's
okay,
was,
something
that's
else absolutely can come along this year for him.
Okay.
And I really see him in his last pinnacle as being much more able. It's a very solid work pinnacle. There's I don't see him retiring anytime too soon. I see him working and building financial security step by step.
Uh-huh.
And it's really kind of a good pinnacle for that. So definitely I see him absolutely still working. And maybe being able to be a little bit more focused at work and really getting a lot more out of it. There's a lot to be attained in this pinnacle for him.
Okay.
Is that helpful to you?
That sounds about right.
Well, it sounds good. Well, just, you know, when it comes to, the one thing he has to know this year is this is the year he can make the changes. The one thing he wants to do is to absolutely consider and take the time to think about it. Don't do anything too impulsively. And this is probably a good year for him to take a risk, too. So it's okay to...
A risk. Okay.
Yeah. That's good. Okay?
Yes. Do you have time to do me or no?
Sure. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Give me your date of birth.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mine is 11/2/1965. And do you want my given name or my married name?
Let me just get this in first. 1965, you said?
Right. November 2nd, 1965.
Well, what you can do is see, what I really kind of need is your name on your birth certificate. If you want to give that, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. It's Katherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
All right, let me spell that back to you. K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N?
No. It's K-A-T-H-R as in ribbon, Y-N.
R-Y-N.
Right, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I got it. Now, go ahead.
Middle initial is G.
What's the name? Is there a name or did you just had an initial?
Yeah, the middle initial G. And then my last name is Capano, C-A-P, as in Paul, A-N-O.
Okay. Just give me a minute. Okay. Now, Catherine, you may have given me the G as being your initial for your middle name, because you didn't want to give it out if there is a full name there, and that's fine, but it does affect the actual numbers.
Okay.
So what I would be getting here from using that is kind of like minor vibrations for you, and if that's okay with you, I'll just go ahead with your reading.
That's okay.
Okay, super. All right, we're going to go there. Just hold on a second. You know, it's kind of hard to do, you know, dead air time when you're trying to figure out stuff, but... We're doing our best here, so...
If you want to take the G out, it's fine.
Okay. All right, so it's interesting, Catherine, because November 2nd, 1965, you and your husband share the same life path, so that's very interesting.
Okay.
And you're an old soul, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's almost as though you both have the same challenges in life. You're both old souls. You both share the same life path. Now, the one thing that I'm going to say about both of your life paths is this. You may be able to look upon your life and see where there's been a time in your life where you literally had to start over, where you kind of did a 360, and all of a sudden what you were and what you were doing and who you were, it's all gone and you're starting all over. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because there's an indication with your both of your life paths of these being a 16-7, which indicates a little bit of, well, not a little bit, your soul actually brought in a lesson from a past lifetime to work on in this lifetime.
Okay.
And so there can be some starting over going on in your life where you've actually, it's not through really any fault of your own. It just has to do with you learning this particular lesson in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your pinnacle that you're in at this time is a 5. So this change, whereas your husband's in a 4, which says that in his life, everything, he's going to try to keep everything constant. He's going to work on stability. He's going to work on a foundation for his life, financial security, the home, all of those things. Yours is a 5, which says change is a constant for you during this particular pinnacle. And so a lot of ups and downs come in because of you in this pinnacle. And there's more opportunity for you to, travel, perhaps, or to do more adventurous things, or there might even be a change in the way that you're thinking.
Uh-huh.
Now, the year that you're in is actually incomplete and total opposite to your husband's as well. His is a 5, and now here you're a 4. So
okay.
This year, you're feeling much more like, I want the stability. I don't want this craziness. I want to know where everything is going to be. I don't want surprises, and your husband has got the surprises coming in his
mm-hmm.
personal year. Do you understand how funny that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, the one thing for you is to understand that the energy coming in for him is going to allow him to make changes, and you're going to have to learn to just kind of deal with it, you know,
okay.
because your year isn't about change, and you're wanting more security this year. I'm going to tell you that you're very psychic or very sensitive, very clairsentient.
Uh-huh.
That you probably feel the energies of people around you
mm-hmm.
are very sensitive, and you yourself as well really have to learn to go by your gut feelings, by your instincts,
mm-hmm.
and certainly meditation is key for both you and your husband
in
developing this journey, because you're on a journey to find faith as well. You're on a journey that has to do with spiritual philosophy, finding something that makes sense to your soul. And so you're really the wise old sage Buddha energy. That's what this 7 life path is. You come in working with that spiritual energy. Does that make sense to you, Catherine?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Great.
So, you know, really, in essence, you know, your husband might take that 7 and want to make it a little scientific and a little bit of a skeptic. And I'm sure you're a skeptic as well. But you, with this wisdom that you're gaining in this lifetime, you can actually, you know, end up teaching things about spiritual philosophy. You can be a really good teacher.
Okay.
And certainly, you're quite psychic. I mean, definitely.
Yes, that
okay?
I know. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, so that all makes sense to you?
Oh, definitely, yep.
Okay, well then, super. I hope it was helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Alrighty then. And thank you, Catherine, for calling. Okay, getting back to what I was talking about. Your heart's desire number is what feeds your soul and what brings you the most happiness. And your heart's desire number is derived from the vowels in your birth name. It also is referred to as your soul number, sometimes your soul urge, sometimes your inner self, or your motivation number. It represents your inner motivation, the reason behind many of the choices and decisions that you make. It represents what you value most, likes and dislikes, ambition, incentive, and your way of looking at things. How to determine your heart's desire number, okay? We're going to work on this. It's not hard. It only takes a second, okay? So what I want you to do is, if you want to follow along with me, write out your name exactly as it was written on your birth certificate, okay? Just write it out in big letters. And we only are going to be looking at the vowels in your name. So we're only looking at A, E, I, O, and U, and all the other letters are consonants except for, in some cases, the letter Y, which I will explain in a moment when the Y is a vowel. Now, you've got your name written out. So everywhere that you have an A, put down the number 1 underneath the A. Everywhere that you have an E, that's the number 5. Everywhere there's an I, that's the number 9. Everywhere there's a O, that's the number 6. And everywhere there's a U, that's the number 3. Okay, so I'm going to go over it one more time. If it's an A, it's a 1. If it's an E, it's a 5. If it's an I, it's a 9. If it's a 0, it's a 6. And if it's a U, it's a 3. Now, if you have a Y and it's a vowel, it's a 7. Here's the rules for determining if your Y is a vowel. When determining if the Y is a vowel or a consonant, the basic rule is when this letter serves as a vowel and in fact sounds like a vowel, it is a vowel. The same is true when the Y serves as the only vowel in the syllable. Examples of both of these cases are names such as Lynn and Yvonne. In general, the Y is a consonant when the syllable already has a vowel. So the Y is considered a consonant when it is used in the place of a soft J sound, or such as in the names of Yolanda or Yoda. Okay, so it's not that hard, people. And just count them up, okay? So now that you've put down below all of the correct numbers underneath all the correct vowels, to make things really easy tonight, we're just going to add up all the vowels in your name, the number total. So you add them across. Whatever that total is, you want to reduce it to a single digit. So if you come up with a 23, you're going to add the 2 plus the 3 together and reduce it to a 5. So again, just put the right number under the right vowel for your entire name and add the numbers together until you have a total, and then reduce that total to a single digit. Now, if you've done that, now what I want you to do is kind of follow along with me, okay? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain what your heart's desire number means as far as manifesting, what you want to visualize, what is important to you, what would make you happy, and how to go about visualizing things. The idea of manifestation is to be the object of your heart's desire, not to want it, but to be it. Therefore, as I go through the numbers, notice that I'm asking you to visualize the outcome of your desire, not the wanting of it. So if you arrived at a 1 for your heart's desire, I want you to visualize yourself in charge, being a leader, being courageous, and being able to make decisions. Visualize yourself confident and ambitious and succeeding at everything you do. In fact, visualize yourself being the best at everything you do. See yourself in a job where you can use your own creativity, never get bored, but you get a great deal of satisfaction out of seeing your ideas put to work. See that great car and those nice clothes and that fantastic apartment or home. Visualize yourself being your own boss, running your own company, and calling all the shots. That's what you want to do if you have a 1 heart's desire. And for that matter, if you have a lot of 1 in your chart, like your birthday number, if you happen to know your life path number, that's really what makes a 1 happy. And if you do what makes you happy, the rest is going to fall into place. Now, if you arrived at a 2 for your heart's desire, visualize having the perfect partner to share your life with. Imagine all the romantic dinners and wonderful times you have with your loved ones. Visualize life living with your soulmate. See your life as being very peaceful and harmonious. Your home is your haven. Feel the happiness that you get from being supportive and caring. See yourself as being an integral part of something bigger than yourself, where you work harmoniously with others to get the job done. If you're drawn to music or dance, then visualize yourself being a musician or being a dancer. See yourself being successful doing it. Visualize a life without conflict or confrontations where everyone gets along. And when I'm talking about visualizing, I mean literally, if you're a 2 and you have always dreamed about dancing, even professionally or maybe in, you know, local play companies and things along those lines, picture yourself doing that. I mean, literally see it in your mind's eye. Feel what that would feel like to be able to do what it is that makes you happy. And that's what I'm talking about with visualization, actually seeing it in your mind's eye, feeling what it would feel like. And we're going to move on. And if you arrived at the number 3 for your heart's desire, I want you to visualize a spotlight on you. Lights, camera, action. You're the star. I want you to see people wanting to be your friend and see that you're very popular. Imagine yourself inspiring people with your charm and your charisma. See yourself dressed in style. Know that when you speak, people want to listen. See yourself walking into a party and walking right over to the most interesting group in the room and know that you belong there. If you're drawn to acting, well, then be an actor. If you're drawn to any artistic endeavor, then see yourself doing that, whether it's singing or painting or whatever you desire to do. You could see yourself as an inspirational speaker, or maybe even a life coach if you desire. See yourself laughing and being happy and always doing fun things. You should visualize your home in decadent luxury and see yourself entertaining all of your friends and having a wonderful time. Perhaps you see yourself as a personal shopper or a beauty consultant, and then just be that. And make sure that you visualize many happy shopping sprees and the abundance to do so, because I'll tell you, nothing makes the three happier than shopping. So just literally see your most favorite store. See yourself in there shopping. See yourself picking out everything that you possibly could want where money is not an object. And just picture this wonderful shopping spree. And that's absolutely right up the alley of a person with a three heart's desire. Now, if you arrived at a four, now you kind of visualizing something a little different here. You want to visualize stability in your life. You know, basically, you want a good job that affords you a good living. You want to see your family and know that you have no problems whatsoever providing for them. See yourself in a career that's fulfilling. See your life as being one that is in perfect order, surrounded by those that you love. Visualize your home to be your haven. You might even want to visualize yourself spending peaceful time at home or perhaps in your garden. The most important thing that a four really wants is stability, predictability. They want all their financial ducks in their row. They want to have a good job and a good family. So you need to just sit there and you visualize all of those things, the life insurance policies, the bank accounts, the savings accounts, the retirement accounts. They all got money in them, and you're sitting pretty. If you do those things, that's what a four heart's desire would make a four most happy. Now, if you happen to arrive at a five, now you're going to go on a trip with your visualization because you're going to visualize traveling to exotic places and enjoying the adventure, just all the adventure that it has to offer. Be a traveler. See yourself in fine restaurants with interesting people. See your job as being one that keeps you constantly on the move and one that is stimulating and never boring. Now, fives have a gift with communication, so if you have a desire to write a book, then write a book. If you desire to speak, then see yourself as a radio personality or on television or perhaps walking in the footsteps of Anderson Cooper, who's a famous CNN correspondent, or maybe Anthony Bourdain is more up your alley, who's a famous traveler and food critic. See your life being stimulated by good conversations with interesting people. And the one thing about being a five is you're good at most anything that you do. But the trick here is to find out what you love to do. So all my dear fives out there, it could be anything. Anything under the sun, because you're pretty much good at everything. Just find what you love to do and do it. Now, if you arrived at a six for your heart's desire, then just close your eyes. And picture yourself in a beautiful home furnished exactly as you like it. Go ahead, pick out the most expensive furniture and color coordinate every single room. You know, take your time. I mean, the style of the furniture, the color of the furniture, the color of the walls, all those things that make sixes happy, the rugs, the curtains, you name it. Go ahead and take the time to visualize it. See it in your mind's eye. See, let it make you happy. Feel the joy of being living in the perfect house with all the perfect things that make you happy. Now, I want you to see your children, see your beautiful children, and see your loving husband and having a perfect family. I want you to imagine holiday celebrations with beautiful decorations, fine foods, and surrounded by a warm and loving family. I want you to see yourself with many friends. Imagine people appreciating all the kind things that you do. telling you as much, letting you know that you're appreciated. Now, perhaps you picture yourself as a teacher, a doctor, or even a nurse. See yourself in that profession as well. Or maybe you want to start your own small business. Do it. Sixes are good at their own businesses. Or maybe you're the six who realizes that he or she has musical ability. Then go for it. Try singing or any kind of musical career. See yourself doing it. Maybe interior design is your heart's desire. Go for it. See yourself doing it. Most importantly, see harmony in your life at every turn. And if you do those things, you can actually create for yourself a beautiful life based on the energy of the six. Now, if you arrived at the seven, I want to see yourself on a lake or by the ocean with nothing but time on your hands to appreciate its beauty. Imagine having quiet time to read or study. I want you to even see that library and those books that you want to read. Imagine being able to attend all the spiritual workshops you like or meeting all the spiritual teachers that you respect and admire. Picture yourself with all the time you need to think, not being rushed or interrupted. Feel your connection to spirit grow as you meditate and contemplate the deeper things in life. And when it comes to your home, picture your home filled with antiques or time-worn things that speak of softer, gentler times. Now, if you arrived at an eight for your heart's desire, you probably want to visualize yourself in a career that affords you the best that life has to offer. See yourself with many achievements. Visualize yourself running a big company or even being in a very high-placed executive position. Picture your home furnished with nothing but the best and the car of your dreams. See that you're dressed confidently, you're dressed for success. Feel the confidence in knowing that you're suited to a high-profile lifestyle. Don't feel like you're not worthy. You definitely are and capable too. You need to have the confidence. You need to visualize abundance, and all material things are possible. Now, if you arrived at a nine, you might want to see yourself helping others or making a difference. Perhaps you dream of establishing a charity or contributing to a cause of some sort. And I want you to actually literally visualize yourself doing this. You might even dream of being an artist or a writer and even feeling in your soul that your gift to the world would be a book or a painting. Well, do it. See yourself doing these things. I mean, literally, when you're visualizing, let's say, wanting to make a book happen, what you want to do is actually visualize seeing it in Barnes & Noble. You want to visualize yourself picking up the phone and someone calling at the other end of the phone saying, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. I saw your book in Barnes & Noble. You may want to visualize, you know, getting an acceptance letter from a publisher or a phone call from a publisher. You might want to, if you haven't started the book, you might want to just visualize the book finished, you know, just picture that book in your hand. That's what I'm talking about when I'm all these things, visualizing it. You're visualizing the outcome, not the wanting of it, but the actual outcome. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense to you. And the reason why I think numerology is just really the key to manifestation. It's based on experience. It's based on working with clients. It's based on what I know. The healing that comes, the enlightenment, the awareness that comes when a person understands fully all the information that's in their numerology chart, step by step, right down the line. Once you understand who you are energetically, and you understand what your talents and abilities are, you understand what your likes and dislikes are, what makes you happy. Once you understand all those things, then you can begin to create your life based around that energy. And certainly, like draws like, your energy is going to draw these things to you. So if, like I said, if you're a six, what your heart's desire, what really would make you happy is that beautiful home. And that is what your energy is, the children, the nurturing, the care, the love, the relationships with family. So you visualize. You begin to visualize this. If you're not married, then you want to start visualizing the perfect husband who wants those very same things. If you're married and you don't have a child yet, and you, maybe you're having a hard time getting pregnant, you may want to visualize, you know, looking at that EPT tester and seeing a positive reaction. You might want to visualize the nursery and that child in your arms and your life with the child. This is all what it's all about. It's not wanting, but it's visualizing the outcome. And numerology is just really a really wonderful tool to intimately get to know yourself. Perhaps it's things that you don't even realize about yourself or haven't taken the time to think about. And numerology is wonderful at pointing these things out to you, because most people, when they hear the numerology, it's like, you know, bells go off and they're like, yes, yes, that is me. And so that's the beautiful thing about numerology. It helps to identify these things in you, validate why you feel the way you feel. And it really is extraordinary and very helpful in inspiring you to make the best possible use out of your energy, who you are, what you want out of life. So, you know, just for a summary, you know, really consider, you might really want to consider getting an in-depth numerology, looking at all the aspects of your numbers to really get a good handle on what your abilities are and really what your destiny is, what you're here to do, and what makes you the happiest. Now, I want to take this quote on visualization, if you will. I actually found it on the internet, and I found it on an astrologer's website, actually. Her name is Business Voodoo, and I'm not really certain what her real name is, but I really thought that this blog that she wrote this on was just profound, and I really don't think I could have worded it better myself, so I'm just going to go ahead and read this. Visualization is not wishing, dreaming, hoping, or wanting. You cannot visualize a future on wishes not rooted in the desires of your heart. You cannot visualize a future based on dreams that are not connected to your abilities to grow and evolve. You cannot visualize a future based on hopes without the energy to give them life. You cannot visualize a future based on wants requiring actions you're unwilling to take. Visualizing your own future is the conscious accumulation of your deepest desires and passions, synthesized with your habits and patterns, evolved to manifest on the earthly plane. And I think that's rather profound. And as I said, I'm not 100% sure if that's her words, it could be somebody else's words, but I was just really glad that I found that, because I thought it was very apropos for what we're talking about tonight. Now, I only have a few minutes left, so you know, I probably have time for a caller. So once again, you know, if anybody's listening, you want to call in and you want to kind of go over, you know, your information, your date of birth, have me do a little reading, you're more than welcome to call. Perhaps you've been listening and you're thinking that heart's desire makes sense to you. You know, want to call in with a comment, you're more than welcome to do that as well. And I'll give you the numbers. Toll free in the USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. Toll free from Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And you can call from California direct at 530-876-3222. Now, I still am in the quick chat, so if you've got a comment and you don't want to call in, I am trying really hard to refresh it to see if anybody's made a comment. So far, it's pretty quiet there. Now, I've got a couple of things that I wanted to go over. First off, my website, okay? It's www.visiblebynumbers.com. And I really do welcome you to visit Visible by Numbers, my website. It really does help to explain my energy and who I am as a person and why it is I do what I do with numerology. And there's a lot of really insightful information on there as well. Hold on, I think I have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, who's this?
This is Lynn.
Lynn?
Lynn, yes. Can you hear me?
Hi, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, good. How are you?
Good. Did you want me to do a reading, or do you have a comment or question?
Actually, I was more interested in a reading pretty much based on the numbers.
Okay, can you give me a date of birth?
Sure. It's 4/30/63.
Okay. 4/30/1963. Okay, I'm going to do a reading based on just your date of birth, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Unless you wanted to give me more information.
I don't know whether it's helpful or if it matters. You're more than welcome.
Okay, well, let me do this, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay.
See if this is helpful for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, just give me a second here.
Sure.
And I dropped my pen somewhere. Of course. And you're exactly how old right now?
Yes.
Lynn, how old are you right now?
43.
Okay, thanks. Saves me from doing the addition, seeing I can't find myself.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What I would tell you is from what I'm looking at is, again, April 30th, 1963. That's correct, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Your life path is an 8 life path. And this is symbolic of power and mastery, and material abundance being one of your birthrights in this lifetime. Is that necessarily always the case? No. Usually with an 8 life path, it's all or nothing. You have natural born talents, abilities. You have confidence, ambition, desire to succeed. You have natural executive abilities. You have an ability knowing how to make money. And it is contingent upon your actually making use of those abilities. And so what I would say is that the potential lies in your life to actually, you know, be in a rather high position, executive position. Certainly money should flow easily to you. You're the type of person that achievement is very important in your life. And one thing that the eights have to do is always put that goal ahead of them or that something to achieve. Because you are a really hard worker, you almost have a little bit of workaholic energy, and if you've got something to achieve, you really can be very determined at reaching your goals, and that's very important and very key to the success of someone with an 8 life path. Now, it's not necessarily the easiest of the life paths. There can be a lot of obstacles along the way. It could be times you could even have financial reversals where you have a lot of money and then all of a sudden it's gone. Mm-hmm. You can have things to overcome, but because it doesn't matter what our life path is. We have ability and talents that come with that life path, and in our life experience, we're expected to actually use those talents and abilities. And your talents and abilities is this wonderful determination, these very hardworking ethics, the ability to survive anything. And when you've got those for talents and abilities, there's a couple of obstacles that are thrown down in your life to make you constantly get up, brush yourself off, and get back to work and, you know, build another empire. Is that making sense to you, Kat? I'm sorry, Lynn?
Yes, absolutely. Very, very specifically, it's making sense, yes.
Okay. So I will also tell you that the one thing that you have to do, you are an efficiency expert. This is part of the 8 energy. And so I would tell you that, you know, you probably get a little irritated with other people doing jobs or doing jobs for you because they're not as efficient as you. They don't do it as well as you. Probably drives you a little bit crazy to assign tasks. You can't be a control freak. You can't do it all yourself. You got to let other people do it, okay? You got to just let them find their way and do the job the best way that they can. I'm also going to tell you that you have to remain very ethical in this lifetime, you know, always following high ethics, high moral values. And it's also very important for you to balance out the material, the physical, the spiritual, at all times. You have to balance it out. You have to pay as much attention to the spiritual you as you do at any other part of you, because you cannot make achievement, money, success your God. You have to really follow a very spiritual path while you're out there having this wonderful career or doing whatever it is that you're doing. And if you don't take care of your physical self, if you're too busy working too hard, your body's going to get sick. If you don't take care of your relationships are going to fall apart. So a lot of what you're doing in this time is balancing out. And it's also a lifetime of reaping what you sow. So you've got to be really careful about what you send out there because you're going to get it right back in this lifetime. Now, your birthday number is a 30, and this is a very intensified 3. And whenever there's a 0 in a person's day of birth, that is an intensification of the energy. It means you're not just a 3. You're a 3 on speed, more or less. You got a whole lot of 3 energy.
Okay.
This is very creative energy. It's very expressive energy, very artistic energy. This is the, as you know, we were discussing with the Heart's Desire, this is the star quality. This draws people to you. This makes you, gives you the ability with words and with speaking, possibly artistic endeavors. But anything you do with words is going to bode really, really well for you. You have that ability in this number. This enables you to have a more optimistic outlook, happier outlook on life. You know, when those things do happen to you, this helps you to get over them and to roll with the punches a little bit easier. Certainly this is, you know, friends, social energy as well. The desire and want of luxury. Between that 8 and this 30, I'm thinking you've done a few shopping trips yourself, that you really enjoy dressing yourself. How you look is very important to yourself. Quality is important to you. See that in both of these numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at where you're in right now, pinnacle-wise, I can tell you that this is an 11 pinnacle for you, so this may be a very ungrounded sort of a period for you. This began at the age of 38, and you're still in it to the age of 46, and so what I would say to you is there's been a lot of experiences that have gone on during this time in your life that have caused you to think about your faith or perhaps more spiritual philosophy or something that's kind of redirected you to think about that aspect, probably the spiritual side of yourself. And this whole pinnacle is very sometimes considered to be a little bit on the difficult side because, you know, you feel a little bit ungrounded. But the good things about this pinnacle is you can be put into the limelight, that you actually can be put in front of people, that you probably, you know, could actually do some very important work. There's a certain amount of achievement and fame that can come in with this particular pinnacle as well. Is that making sense?
Yes. Yes, it is. Very much so. And you say that started at
38? 38 it started, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I see you at 47. I can see where you, there's going to be change for you. I don't know if you have fives in your chart because I really got to look at your name to see the rest of your chart. So I don't know if this is going to be an easy one or a tough one for you, but, you know, there might be a lot of change in what you do for a living, change in what you think, change in residence. There could be more traveling, adventure. You could even be out there writing a book or communicating in some way. That's coming up for you at 47. You are in a 7 personal year this year, and what you're feeling right now is really trying to ask those spiritual questions. This year, being in an 11 pinnacle in a 7 personal year, expect those psychic experiences this year. Expect that phenomenon to come in. Expect yourself to dig deeper. Expect that you are really, you know, searching for the truth and that you're really reaching out to understand a deeper spiritual philosophy. You may want to learn and study more things this year. And you might not feel as social this year. You might feel a little bit withdrawn. And you might even find that you're perfecting yourself of something this year as well, that maybe something that you've got a lot of experience in or that you might want to perfect it this year as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
making sense?
A whole lot of sense. Yes, it does. Yes,
super.
It does, very much so. Thank
so you can validate a lot of what I said?
Absolutely, yes. Yes,
good.
Very specifically. It's overwhelming how specific it actually is. So, but it is very helpful because it does give you a little more insight as to what it is to expect, and again, guidance as to, you know, how to handle what's to expect. So
right. Well, this is just
important.
Based on your date of birth, and I tell you, you bring your name in there, and you bring that into the reading, and you know, this is like 10 minutes compared to an hour and a half, and you know, when
right.
you actually look at the whole thing, the whole picture, the whole tapestry, everything that's there, it really creates validation for who you are, what you're doing, where your life has been, where you're going. It's an amazing experience, I think, to be able to see the whole chart. But I know that the date of birth gives a lot of information, so I'm glad it was very helpful for you.
It was very much, and I really appreciate all of your time. I'm sure you have many callers, but I do appreciate you putting the time into it.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. And that's just from the date of birth. Can you imagine if you actually did the whole chart? That's what I love about numerology. I really do. It's really extraordinarily accurate, and it's so validating for a person for what's going on in their life this moment, what went on in their life 10 years ago. It's just an amazing tool, and it's just a privilege to be able to do what I do. And it's time for me to go already. My gosh, where does the time go? Again, visit www.visiblebynumbers.com. Please check me out, see what's on there. There's all kinds of readings that are offered there, and you're welcome to contact me just to talk about them. And I also want to take a moment and encourage you all to listen to News for the Soul by Nicole Whitney. That's upcoming next, so stay tuned to BBS. As always, it's been a pleasure being with you this evening. Thank you for joining me, and I wish you love, peace, and abundance.